But today, for Midday Cafe, we have an extra, like we said, an educational extravaganza. So today is not designed, just so you know, we're not trying to sell you anything. We're not going to go through value proposition. Excuse me? My computer is off. Now it's back.
Oh, we have the roll.
All right. Well, there we go. We're going to come back here. So, like I said, today is not about selling anything. This is really about, for people watching, what we'd like to do is show you, if you have Office 365, there is some phenomenal tools that you can use in your educational setting. So whether you're a kindergarten through eighth grade, high school, secondary and at the university level, or even in enterprise training and education, there's going to be something for everybody today.
Okay.
So we've got a lot of great tools, some very cool things. Just to kind of kick it off, though, a couple of things. First of all, connect with us. You know, we talked about Yammer. Every invite that we do for a broadcast here, there will be a, you know, there's going to be conversations in Yammer that you could be participating in. So make sure you click and get invited, get into that Yammer bit, then you can go ahead and fire your questions away. But also, a lot of places people can find us.
Absolutely. That's the way to go today.
So right here in back of me, why don't you go full screen, Stephen? You'll see here we have our website that you probably got to get to this broadcast, wwmtcstudios.com. Mm-hmm. Also, we have a Facebook page.
Oh, that's new.
Do you know that?
I did not know that.
That's as of, so the what was formerly the Philly MTC Facebook
like you were
page.
Working during the weekend.
I was doing some things over the weekend. That's right. So we now have, if you look up, just go to look up WWMTC Studios. You'll find us on Facebook. Also at Twitter.
Got the Twitter handle.
Got a question? Post it out to Twitter. At WWMTC Studios.
And the fourth one?
And the fourth and final, Instagram. You can find pictures of Tariq and mine's shiny faces as well as others. At Instagram, you can find us at WWMTC Studios.
Awesome.
Everywhere. We're all over.
All over.
So connect with us. We'd love to hear from you. Love to take requests for content. You can come back on at a full screen. And let's move on with our presentation. So the first thing we do want, I do have one slide. We're going to talk about why Microsoft for education and training.
Yeah.
But then I want to jump into the fun.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead. And you can go full screen with this, Stephen. Productivity and education. So a couple of things that you want to take a look at. So when we talk about using, you know, working in a school system, working at the university level or in corporate training, there's a couple of things that you always want to take a look at. First at gaining insight into student demographics, performance, budget, etc. On top of the Office 365 stack, and we're not even going to get into this today. We have future broadcasts where we're going to be covering all this, but business intelligence is built in. So analytics and, you know, using Excel services, Power BI, Power Maps, and others, all there for folks to leverage.
That's pretty powerful.
Pretty powerful. Next, deliver first-class learning experiences with collaborative tools. And we're going to see some of this today that engage around enterprise social. So bubbling things up, facilitating conversations and having all that kind of good stuff happen.
Okay.
We're going to have all that bubbling up and showing up. And today we're going to be demonstrating all that.
Right.
Enable students and teachers to work from anywhere on almost any device. One of the things you're going to hear about today, we're certainly going to show you some of the new Microsoft devices, which are exciting.
Absolutely.
But it's been a new era in Microsoft with our new CEO. He has come out with a mantra that we are a cloud-first, mobile-first company, and that means being on the mobile systems that our users are using, including, go ahead, Terry, what are some of the other platforms we're on?
Well, when we talk about mobility, we don't talk about the device mobility. We talk about being a mobile user, right? So whether you're using iOS, Android, Windows Phone, you name it.
We don't care.
We don't care.
Yeah, you got your iPhone, your iPad, your Android device, your Samsung.
Exactly.
We want to enable the
best. We have all services available for all major platforms. So
absolutely.
You know, you can use Skype for Business Client. You can use Office Suite.
Yeah.
Products on
some
iOS.
Of them. We roll them out earlier on iOS.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
So that's there. The other thing is around control and compliance. And for us, this is key. Microsoft in the collaboration space, we are one of the, in fact, I believe we are the only cloud vendor today that meets compliance standards around a whole host of things,
right,
including HIPAA for privacy, SOX, et cetera.
Yep.
We don't data mine any of your data like others might do, where they go ahead and use that for advertising purposes and to target data around that. Your data is your data.
Absolutely.
We are compliant. You know, the federal government, we are FSMA certified. Mm-hmm. We have state and local. We want to keep your data private. So in the education sector, where student privacy is a key, we'll, you know, security and that is everywhere, and that's baked in. And finally, you know, we want to reduce your costs and complexity by having this stuff in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
The things we're going to show you today, we're going to enable you, whether you're connected or disconnected, to have the richest possible experience, but the lowest overhead for your IT. You know, right, typically for universities, schools, elementary districts, limited budgets around that. We understand that.
Yep.
So what are we going to talk about today? You know what we're going to talk about today?
Education. It's all about education.
Education. In fact, come back 1 second, Stephen, here. Master Chief is in the house, and he's going to keep us on track.
All right.
Through our 3D printer. Okay, you can come on back. I don't know why I said that. Thought I would. But education. So the first thing we're going to take a look at is devices. What's new?
Mm-hmm.
So before we get into all these desktop goodies and things you can be leveraging in your classrooms and your training scenarios today, I do want to quickly show some new devices.
Okay.
Exciting stuff that's out that you may, that's going to blow people's mind if they haven't seen it already.
Yep.
After that, we're going to then take a look at discovery, information discovery, because finding information is huge, right? For educational settings.
Yep.
So how does Microsoft enable that? And we're going to take a look at specifically Delve, Cortana, Tellme, and Smart Lookup.
Okay.
If you haven't heard those names, you'll want to stay tuned.
Yep, absolutely.
After that, we're going to take a look at a key consumption. You know, one of the places that people talk about for internet delivery of information and how-tos, how to do things, et cetera, YouTube is a prime example where people go to
it
today.
Is, yeah.
But Office 365 provides enterprise class video with all that security that seamlessly works with the tools we're going to be showing for creation.
Right.
And these folks get it.
Yeah.
They get it out of the box.
Right.
Which then leads into, how do you create content?
Sure.
Stupid simple content creation for both students and teachers.
Yeah. I remember the time when it used to be a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Right?
It was hard.
You need few applications and devices
to
get that mix going, but no, it's so simple.
We want to show simple ways of doing it that you're going to get out of the box and that you can leverage today that, by the way, you own, and it's free.
It's free.
So we're going to take a look at those services, Mix, Snip, and Sway, and demonstrate those. Then finally, how do you collaborate? And we're going to dive into a whole host of goodies here.
Sure.
OneDrive, Share, Office 2016 Share, OneNote, OneNote Classroom Creator, OneNote Staff Notebook. And finally, we're going to talk a little bit about Skype for Business. And just one last advertisement.
Yep.
The way we broadcast here today is using
Skype for Business Broadcast.
Skype for Business Broadcast. So if you're watching us right now, you are watching a Skype for Business broadcast.
Right.
It is simple. I'll show you how with a couple of clicks, you can build a broadcast.
Absolutely.
And connect with other classrooms, your students, etc.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get started. The first thing we're going to talk about is devices. What's this look like there on the desktop?
Looks like a Surface, good old Surface Pro.
A Surface Pro. We introduced a brand new Surface Pro 4.
So current is the Surface Pro 3.
Which is what I'm running here.
Yeah.
You got
A2.
Pen,
yeah.
You know, it's a convertible, a tablet.
I love it. Since I got it, I
love
just
it.
Love it.
The new one, you'll see it working in a little, in just a moment, but the new Surface Pro 4, up to 16 gigs of RAM.
Wow.
Right? Up to, they're touting up to a terabyte of storage. I mean, this thing is a beast.
Yep.
You know, all kinds of stuff. but it is the tablet. Mm-hmm. But we also have, and I do want to highlight, since we're highlighting the tablet, mm-hmm. for the educational sector, if you're looking for a similar convertible device, mm-hmm. all the benefits of a tablet mm-hmm. with true digitizing on the screen using a pen, mm-hmm. we have a Surface 3 device, yep. which is the full Windows experience, no compromise, runs Office, yep. any of your apps that you have for your educational school, yep. and in context of that, starts at $499. So you can't beat that, right? $499. Next, the Surface Book. We just announced and showcased this the other day. This is a ultrabook, a laptop, but again, a beast, okay. right? Up to 16 gigs of memory, i7, a dedicated graphics card. They went through this compared to this other vendor who makes, you know, very popular slick notebooks running yeah. another operating system
yeah.
and on a hardware and performance spec spanked it.
Yeah.
It is, and it's a convertible. You can pull up the right. top and you've got a full blown tablet. It is full touch screen, mm-hmm. unlike the others. It also has a digitizer pen, all that built in. It is off the charts.
Okay.
We'll see a little bit more about that. Final, also we have the new phones they announced.
Okay.
Lumia phone. So if you want to run the full Windows 10 experience on a phone
yep.
and run things, I don't know, like Office, plug it in, boom, have it on a large monitor, send it out to a large screen,
yep.
be typing away, have it basically be your computer on the go. You're going to say
yeah,
something.
Yeah, another thing I want to mention here that most of us uses the smartphone as a camera, as a, you know, picture taking device. So this one, by far, the best phone with 20 megapixel.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're a professional photographer, you can certainly leverage this device, in, just like in 10, 20.
In fact, there is a case study out there about right. a National Geographic's.
Yeah.
One of their videographers has been going around the world using nothing but Lumia.
Exactly.
To capture everything because of the image quality being so off the charts.
You got it. And there'll be a button just for the camera. So even if you're in the lock screen, you click that button and
you're
taking the picture. It works. So you don't have to unlock the screen at all.
But the thing I thought was really cool, yeah. it takes micro SD cards. So if you want to expand the memory, you want to have more storage, unlike a lot of other phones out there, up to 1 terabyte.
Awesome. Sorry, iPhone users.
I mean, you know, yeah, they don't, I mean, yeah. but up to 1 terabyte. So when you talk about adding apps and storing data and
yeah.
doing all that, this thing is an enterprise class device
yeah.
for the price less than a...
Plus you got the OneDrive storage.
And you get all the OneDrive
right?
storage.
So you can upload to the cloud right now.
Absolutely. So unbelievable. And again, you know, we're going to talk later about Skype for Business,
yep.
but recently there was a educational uh-huh. Effort with Jacques Cousteau's grandson,
okay.
Who now I think it's Philippe, who does, okay. he was in an underwater sea lab for like 80 days, and they had him while he was down there communicating over Skype with classrooms,
wow.
doing Skype sessions, which was very cool.
Yep.
But in addition to that, he did all of his underwater photography and mm-hmm. videography with a Lumia.
Awesome.
Didn't know that, did you?
Did not know that.
It's pretty cool. The Band. Oh, so Microsoft Band, if you want low-cost devices, you know, this is another one that mm-hmm. we just introduced, but tracks health, your pulse, your sleep, and all that. Mm-hmm. May not be applicable to the school setting,
yeah.
but certainly for educators, for folks, you know, staff who are looking mm-hmm. to improve their health.
Yeah.
Kids saw mine yesterday. I was at Walmart,
yeah.
and the checkout kid was like, "Well, what is that?" And I was showing him what it can do, UV tracking my golf swing,
nice.
My sleep. He was like, "Oh, I want that." I said, "Well, actually, the new one's coming out, and it's nicer."
Well, all the students in the gym, they can use it, right? In the school and college, right?
So yeah, well, college, it's a great thing.
And
absolutely, tracking all that.
Tracking all those things.
Finally, mm-hmm. HoloLens.
Okay.
So if you have not seen HoloLens, you absolutely need to go look up online HoloLens.
Yeah.
Take a look. We introduced that. Augmented reality. All this, however, we're going to quick show you in a very short 2-minute video.
Okay.
Then I'm going to demonstrate Microsoft Edge for Windows 10. And then we'll be done with 10 and devices.
Okay.
But I'll show you how 10 works specifically on a Surface
yep.
that can just ramp up your classroom experience, both for teachers and students. But let's quickly go. Why don't we come on out of the full screen, Stephen? And you want to put in back of me the video, kick that up, we'll be quiet, and then you can switch over to full screen for the video.
There are those that will tell you it's too difficult, too challenging to even try. But you refuse to accept any limits. You have big ideas and the drive to make them happen. That spirit that compels us to move forward is not just in some of us. It's in all of us. That's why we build and explore. It's why we create and push ourselves to go further. It's the same spirit that inspires us to connect. For those who are bold enough to do great things, Microsoft devices help you achieve more. Because when there are no limits to what your devices can do, there are no limits to what you can do with them.
And why are we full screen? Come on back to us for a second. So I hope you thought that was cool. There was a couple of things I thought were very interesting in that. One, I don't know if people noticed, but they showed two people wearing HoloLenses. Mm-hmm. And one person was actually doing some things in like a CAD type thing that was augmenting a physical model on a table. Mm-hmm. The other guy was looking at it. Mm-hmm. And then he was seeing the augmented reality taking place and being raised up.
Yep.
So some scenarios there. Those are out in developer kits available now for order.
Yep.
Also, they were showing just the seamless integration going with, you know, Skyping, mm-hmm. things taking the Surface Book and others, and going from scenario to scenario, from phone to PC, all that with Microsoft devices.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff. Great. You ought to check it out. We're going to be doing Device of the Week starting next week.
Okay.
So be tuning in. But having said that,
mm-hmm.
a lot of great partner devices as well. All I did mention, you know, we had the Surface 3 for $499.
Right.
But if you're looking for low cost, high quality Windows 10 experiences, they start right on down. Today you can actually go out. HP has a thing mm-hmm. called the HP Stream.
Yeah.
It's a full blown Windows 10 computer.
Okay.
$199.
Wow. What's the screen
$199.
Size?
The price of a Chromebook, $199.
What's
I think
the screen size
it's either 13 or 14 inch.
Okay, that's awesome.
Normal laptop.
Can't
so
beat that.
No, you can't beat that. I mean,
full blown Windows.
Full
10.
Blown.
Wow.
So let's get into the meat of today's. We're going to be racing through some very cool stuff. This is mostly going to be demonstration. Why don't we go full screen again, Stephen? And we're going to start off with discovery. So there's a couple of things we want to look at. First of all, we want to take a look at Microsoft Dell, and I'll be talking about that as I open it. We're going to then take a look at Cortana, and I don't mean the game from the game. We're going to take a look at Tell Me.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you, tell me.
Tell you, tell me.
Then we're going to take a look at Smart Lookup. So let's go ahead. I'm going to go into demonstration mode here. I'm going to exit my PowerPoint. We're going to minimize this. And I'm actually going to open up. This is all real world
mm-hmm.
people. Oh, I forgot to do my demo of Edge Browser.
Yes.
So I want to quickly do that first.
Okay.
So this is quick demo. If you have a Windows 10 device, you may not realize this.
Mm-hmm.
Open up your Edge Browser. So here I am. I had actually saved it so it would open to here.
Okay.
It reminded me. And when we're looking at something like an article, the first thing is, have you ever looked at articles and there's all this noise, like there's ads to the right, there's stuff to the left, and all I want to do is, look at I moused over and there's more. I just want to read.
Right.
Right? Yeah. And there may be popping up and all that stuff.
Right.
How do you get rid of that and make, so for both students,
uh-huh.
for any user, including teachers,
uh-huh.
in the upper right-hand corner, Notice there's a little book here. When I mouse over, it says Reading View. I can Control Shift R, or I can just click it or tap it with my finger. So I'm going to click it and watch what it does.
Wow, all the clutter is gone.
All the, look at that, a nice clean view.
And then you can zoom out.
We can zoom in, zoom out, all that good stuff. The other thing is, what if I wanted for my students or to let my teacher know, what if I wanted to share information in here, but I wanted to highlight some of that?
Yeah.
Guess what else we can do? So here's where Surface device like we're looking at here. Mm-hmm. Any Windows 10 with touchscreen can mm-hmm. do this. In this case, I have my pen. Over here, I'm gonna mouse over it just so you'll see it in the upper right again. When I mouse over, it says, make a web note.
Okay.
So this is for taking notes. Now I could do this in either view, the cluttered or uncluttered view.
Okay.
But I'm gonna go ahead and just tap that with my pen. And look at the interface that popped up. Over here to the left, I have a pen mode, highlighter, eraser, add a type note, or clip.
Wow.
So let's go ahead. I'm actually going to take my pen. I'm going to tap this here, and let's go and grab a color. Maybe I want, let's say we want green. So I could say, found, look at this, I'm writing on this article. Interesting. Right? And then I could go ahead, I could again change. Maybe I want to highlight. Highlight. There we go. Get my highlighter going. So I'm highlighting. I can erase it. Maybe I want to type a note in. So I'll go ahead and I could type something, blah, blah, blah. But once we're done with it, here's the power of all this, Tariq. Okay. Come on over here. Now I can share it.
Very good.
And when I click share, it's going to show all of my social channels as well as
email, good old email.
Good old email, or add it to OneNote.
Yeah.
And then I can share it out to my using an email. Maybe I email this to my teacher, or my teacher emails it to the students.
You mentioned Facebook and Twitter. Here they are. The handles are there, so you just
absolutely
one click away.
So any of those that are showing up, we have the ability to quickly share. And then I can save this if I want, save the web note. Folks, when they get that shared link, when it opens up, they'll open up on their browser seeing all this.
Wow.
It's pretty good, nice, huh?
Very powerful.
Very powerful. So I'm going to exit that. And let's go ahead and we'll exit our little view there. But that's that. So that's my little Edge browser demo. Oh, and we close the whole thing. So let's reopen.
Yeah.
You wanted to say something.
No, I was going to say the snapshot, right? So you can also take the snapshot of the web page and put it in the OneNote as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So here we go. So I said we were going to start with Delve.
Okay.
So a lot of folks wonder, how do you discover information in your org?
Yep.
And something that I use, you know, here is the homepage of Microsoft. This is our homepage for our employees worldwide.
Intranet site.
Yep. So for your school, your university, you may also have a homepage.
Sure.
But you know what? This is not where I go to first to get information, Tariq.
Yep.
Guess where I go?
You go to Delve.
I go to Delve. And so if I go here, this is all running in Office 365, by the way. When I click this little icon up here, it has all my 365 applications, including
Delve.
So I'm going to click Delve. The reason why I go to Delve, Delve knows who I am and the things I'm working on and that are important to me.
Yeah.
So it's showing me, it goes out and everything that's happening in Office 365 is indexed.
Okay.
And as we index that, Delve can take all that information and it has machine intelligent learning on top of that index. Okay. And it looks at, it's something called the office graph. It looks at me as the center, it's the hub of all things.
And based on the permission setting assigned to you as a user, right? There are boundaries that you cannot cross.
Sure, if I don't have access to a document, it doesn't show it.
It doesn't show up.
But it's going to show me based on the emails I'm emailing, based on documents I create.
Not only that, but can you also look at other people's Delve?
I can, and we'll take a look at that real quickly. But here you can see it's showing me content that's important to me based on what I do. Look at this.
Wow.
Azure Media Services, because I do a lot of that, pops up. My manager, he just published this, Philly MTC engagements, FY16. It's probably important to me. But it's showing, if you were a student, for example, maybe there's a projects that you're working on. As you're creating documents and emailing people, right. The system looks for intelligent connections, mm-hmm. and it will bubble up other documents and web pages that you have access to that you may never know about.
Absolutely.
Because they're published elsewhere, but it'll show it to you. Also with teachers.
Yeah.
Maybe you're working on a lesson plan.
Right.
Similar lesson plans bubbling up.
Very nice.
And, you know, I always tell people the one example for me for Delve was that, you know, a year ago as I was working on doing these webcasts in a studio, a document popped up by a guy named Dean Suzuki in Irvine, California. I'd never heard of Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Never met Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Never been to Irvine.
Okay.
But a document popped up and it had to do with work he was doing very similar to mine. We now talk once a week.
Oh, cool.
We've started an effort around MTC Studios all because of that, right?
You
synergy.
You got your document and you made a friend.
Made a friend, made a connection, a colleague. And we were able to start collaborating together. Yeah, so think about the power of that in a school district with teachers connecting, students connecting, all around content of common interests. And being able to do things like then email it, add it to a board. And for students, this is all very familiar. Mm-hmm. It's just like Pinterest, right? Yep. You see content of interest, you can add it to a board, hold it here on the side,
okay,
and do others.
Awesome.
So that's real quickly Delve.
Okay.
The other beautiful thing is also within it, I can search on information. So maybe I want to look at Office 365. Notice as I'm typing, it's automatically
popping up right away. That's awesome.
Instant. Boom. Hit highlighting across all that content, looking for content that I may, you know, think is important and bubbling that up.
Very nice.
So very quick. It is the place to go to find information. And in fact, when I need to find new information, this is where I go.
Very nice.
It's beautiful. So that's a way to discover information.
Okay.
Delve. The next one we wanted to talk about here was Cortana. So here you can see, here's Cortana.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of things that are interesting. Notice Cortana is looking at my calendar.
Yeah.
Because Cortana is connected to my Office 365.
She's your digital
assistant. So Cortana, go ahead. Were you going to say something?
I was going to say, no, the same thing, that she's your, you have to authorize her to look up at your calendar and get all the information so she can be more helpful.
So she looks up everything for me. So when I need to search across any and everything, I can look up information right here, including the internet, including others. I can talk to her if I want, just talk.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot. Go ahead.
Another thing we added in Windows 10 is IVR-based commands just for Skype for Business and Cortana integration. So you can just say, Cortana, what's my next meeting coming up? It can tell you, she can tell you when the next meeting is coming up. You can say, Cortana, join my next meeting. And automatically, she knows your calendar. She knows what's the next meeting and she will join the meeting for you. So how cool that app is when you're driving and with the Bluetooth and all. Just use
pulling
that.
It all up.
Especially with the band, you will have the Cortana built in.
Band has Cortana built in. Yes, absolutely.
So
and she tells me things.
Right.
The other thing is it does integrate with our phones. It's out in beta now for Android and it's coming to iOS. It's on Windows 10. Cortana is even coming to Xbox as well.
One of the cool features I like about Cortana, and I use it just like anybody else, is notifications. So, you know, with age and all, we can't remember everything. So we have to put reminders and all that. So I use it all the time for my personal reminders, my work reminders. And sure enough, she'll help us out. And same thing with, like if she sees a calendar notification for your upcoming travel, she can actually take care of that itinerary. And at the time of the event, she can look up the traffic pattern and she will suggest you to leave for airport around this time if you want to catch up with your flight. So very helpful.
Very helpful. But for students,
a
couple of things, right? I start typing Microsoft Education, search the web. It gives me some options it's finding on the web, things that might be of interest. I can look at my stuff, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to go and give me back documents.
Yeah.
Cortana is that one place to look at all things here on my desktop, in Office 365, and on the internet, all in one.
Another thing for students, I know most of students uses WhatsApp or Viber for instant communication, right?
Yep.
So a large majority of students and other folks, they use that. So you can use Viber on Windows 10 with Cortana, and just with voice commands, you can open the Viber and send the notification. You can say that Cortana send this notification, Viber notification to so-and-so, and it'll automatically send the
It's beautiful.
That's great. That's great.
So here I am in this case now. We're going to move on from Cortana again. We're going to race through this.
Absolutely.
And if you have questions, please post them. And Stephen, are you watching the
One last thing I want to mention.
Just
Cortana
in case.
Is coming for iOS and Android too.
Yes.
So don't.
It's out in beta for
it's
Android
in beta.
Today.
It's in beta.
You can
I
add
tested
it
myself
yeah.
on Android and iPhone. It's there.
So what I wanted to highlight here is the next piece where we take that idea of Cortana looking up and we actually integrate it right into Office itself.
Office.
So, and this is important. Okay. Office is the productivity application used by the enterprise today.
Yeah, today.
There are many other, you know, there's hosted applications by other competitors and all that. But the fact is 98% of corporate enterprise uses Microsoft Office. Word, it is the standard.
Right.
So if you want to prepare your students for the workplace of the future, you're not doing them necessarily a service by using other things that they're not, that's not going to prepare, that's not going to actually be the tools they'll be using.
Okay.
This is what they're going to be using in the enterprise.
Okay.
98% of all organizations use it. And when we're talking about the Fortune 500, this is it.
This is
it. Yeah. So here we have embedded right in, we've taken that Cortana idea of that, and we want to make things much more easy and contextual, how to find out how to do things right within Office. So we took this idea of Cortana, and look at this. It says, tell me what you want to do. So I'm going to click in here, and it shows recent. And I'm actually going to use that one. But let's say I wanted to translate this. Let's highlight this. So I had a document, I want to translate it, maybe for my Spanish class, or in my case, Italian.
Yeah.
Could be for whatever. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start typing. And as I'm typing translate, notice it brings me up the actual commands.
Very nice.
I have text effects for TRA, you know, it's looking, it's trying and has get help on. So if I type the whole thing around translate, get help on translate, and I can do a lookup, which we'll get to in a moment.
Yeah.
But I want to actually translate the selected text.
Okay.
That's a command. I might never know that built into Office. Do you know that's in Office?
No, I did not know that.
Built in.
I thought tell me was just like a little help tool. But
no,
it's
I mean,
just
if I wanted to do, well, hey, let's real quick, let's type in mail merge, right?
Wow.
Boom, start a mail merge.
So it's a natural command.
There's the commands.
Right, natural way of looking at things.
Select recipients.
Yeah, right.
But I want to translate.
Sure.
Because translation's built in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and say selected text. And we want to do it to Italian in my case.
Very cool.
And watch this. Boom, there it goes. And there's the Italian.
Okay.
I see it here. It's giving me all this writing context. I can click insert.
And there it is.
Ciao. Come sta oggi?
Huh?
Right there, built in. Think of the power of that, doing that for a whole document or text. And all I did was tell me, again, looking up commands as well as help, how to do things right from there.
Awesome.
New feature.
Very good.
Additionally.
One question. Is this built into all my Office apps? I know you're looking
at
the word, but
so
Excel, PowerPoint.
Hey, we come back to our PowerPoint.
Oh,
boom.
There
it's there built in. Yeah, look at start presentation,
very
change
nice.
Layout. It's already, I can start doing things.
I see my Outlook client.
It's in Outlook. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Right? The other one I wanted to show you is this. And then since it was a news story today, there's a lot happening talking about Syria. So I'm going to do two things here.
Okay.
This is called Smart Lookup. So what about your students? You get them an article or maybe they're working collaboratively on something. Maybe you've given them instructions for a report on history and they want to look up some information.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. You highlight any bit of text. In Word, Excel, PowerPoint, OneNote. We go ahead, Smart Lookup.
Okay.
I'm gonna click it. Insights, contextual, built right in. So here it understands here's that this is PowerPoint I'm talking about, gives me information.
Right.
If there, I don't think there's a definition, but we'll see this in Syria, right?
Okay.
It gives me a web search. I can click more. It's going to give me more. I haven't even left the document. Right. And look at this. I'm getting all kinds of information, yep. Wikipedia articles, etc.
I see at the bottom it says powered by Bing.
So powered by, yeah.
That's how it's getting it.
Integrated Bing searches, which Bing is search what engine. Cortana uses as well. Awesome. Here I'm going to do a lookup on Syria. Look at that. Syria area, you know, Republic. So it's giving me the definitions all right in line.
Okay.
Bing image search, so I'm seeing images. I could click more of those. I can do more on the web.
Awesome.
So all
within the app, you don't have to go to the browser to do anything. Just from.
I didn't even have to go back and forth. It's all right there. Right. So it's a powerful way to do lookups. And again, it's about discovering information. And Microsoft, whether you're in the app mm-hmm. native, mm-hmm. whether you're on the web, we want to help mm-hmm. you discover and uncover information.
Awesome.
So that's one thing that I thought was kind of cool. We're going to close this out. And we are going to go back to our home page here, minimize my browser, come back to my PowerPoint. We're moving on from Discover, Delve, Cortana, and Smart Lookup to consume or consumption.
Okay.
So are we full screen, Stephen?
Yes.
All righty. So consumption. Guess what I'm showing here?
You're showing some educational related consumption.
Yes, but guess what it's around? What kind of content is it showing?
Is it Dell or?
No, video.
Video. Okay.
So in Office 365, I was with an educational institution just the other day,
mm-hmm.
A university, and they did not know that they had a full video portal mm-hmm. at their disposal.
Okay.
In fact, they didn't realize because they have overseas branches,
okay.
and they were worried about video delivery, you know, in other parts of the world, and you know, students who may be remote, okay. et cetera, okay. all that stuff. So let's take a look. We're going to do a demonstration. So we're going to click out of here.
Okay.
Built into Office 365 subscriptions,
mm-hmm.
you get
a video portal.
So let's awesome. Click this. It looks and acts like Office 365, but on the back end, it's actually using Azure Media Services.
Okay.
And that's important because it's the same media services mm-hmm. that powered the World Cup.
Yep.
Powered the last two Olympics and Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
This is for the world's the largest broadcast ever delivered on the internet.
Okay.
We're giving it to you for free on the back end. Can
awesome.
You believe that?
I
free.
Can't believe it.
Free.
Seriously.
So what is a video portal? Well, first of all, you get an entry page like this with at the top, you get your featured videos.
Mm-hmm.
You can have things like trending and you determine what's on this. We give you some out of the box ones.
Okay.
But it's point and click to go ahead and manage. And we also give you this idea of channels where you can create, and you'll see at Microsoft, we got a lot of channels. Right? A lot of channels. You may want to manage that and confine it just to a class.
Yeah.
But to create a channel, very simple. Let's say you wanted to create one for your math class or for, or let's say you're a college professor
mm-hmm.
and it's Psych 101.
Okay.
Actually, Stats 101, because my daughter's taking statistics right now. Stats 101. So if we wanted to create a channel, you'd simply come in. So for videos for your stats class, you just come in, you'd call it, you know, it could be, since I'm Mr. G, Michael Giannotti, Mr. G's Stats 101. You give it a name, you pick a color, and then you click create. That's it.
Well,
now, I'm not going to do that because
yeah.
we don't want that on ours, but I'm going to take you to what the next view would be. And I'm going to scroll on down here to a demonstration channel I have set up called Mid-Atlantic
okay.
because that's where we're at.
Yeah.
And here you'll see, here's our channel. So here's my featured area. Here's videos that we have here. And once you've clicked that create channel, what it's going to do is bring you to the view that I'm pulling up here.
Okay.
And again, everybody gets this. So
yeah.
This is taking me into the administrative view.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. So again, here you can see there's the name and the color I picked. And
right.
I can then affect the permissions. Who can see this?
Okay.
By default, the only people who own it or can, the owners are people who can manage who has access, et cetera. Editors are people who can add, change, or edit videos.
Okay.
And viewers are the people who can see it, your students.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So, and you may even have students who can contribute. That's up to you. But here's where you go and add those. It's very simple, Active Directory lookup. So for example, if I wanted to make an owner, let's say Mr. Bill Emmert, it's looking automatically, there he is, Bill, boom, just like that,
awesome.
Quick and easy. And you could add security groups, but it's easy to add folks to it. Then next, that spotlight at the top, super simple. If you want to add something, this is the layout we give you. You simply click on the video piece in question. It's going to then look and see, show you all the videos in your channel here. And it's, you know, it's going and doing a pull on them. Then you click on the one you want to show.
Okay.
Click OK.
Done.
And that's it.
Wow.
How simple is that?
I like the way how simple it is and how intuitive.
Finally.
Yeah.
People may want to have conversations around this video. So by default, it's turned on.
Okay.
So you can have Yammer conversations. In fact, we're going to show that in just a bit. So let me have Yammer open to the side. But Yammer allows you to have threaded conversation. It's kind of like Facebook or Twitter for the school or enterprise.
Sure.
But you can have it go to the all groups, so your all school or all company.
Yeah.
You can have it go to a specific group. You might have a Yammer group just for your classroom or for your course or, you know,
your teachers and student body, different groups, right?
The different groups there, your grade, whatever the case might be, and you can have it be that, or you can just turn it off. If you don't want students and people having conversations about the video, but you do this at a channel level. And I'm gonna have, I actually have a Michael on the Go video that'll be live this week going through all this. Once we're done, we can click save. And that brings us to our channel.
Okay.
Once your channel's live, you upload a video. It's as simple as clicking here.
Mm-hmm.
You can click and browse to or drag and drop videos.
I like drag and drop.
Once they're live, they play worldwide for users? What are we going to ask?
Based on your experience, let's say if you have a, let's say 50 megabyte file, how long does it take to drop it in the portal?
And, it's purely dependent. Oh, there we go. Let me pause that. It really depends on your connection, but it'll keep going.
Okay.
You know, we can handle up to a 2 gigabyte file in size, year end, 10 gig.
And the beauty is that you don't need to worry about the transcoding and making sure which version or which kind, what kind, what type of video.
If you've done it with QuickTime, you've done it, whatever the case is, you upload it, we will transcode it from multi-bit rate and any device viewing.
Awesome.
So if you got an iPhone, an iPad, an Android device, in fact, we even have an iPhone app, an iOS app.
Okay.
So iPhone, iPad,
okay.
It's coming out for Android, Windows. So you can come in here though on any device, view these training videos, you play it. From here, if you want to embed it elsewhere on your school portal, you get the embed code. You also can share via email or like I said, maybe you want to start a conversation against it. So here it is. And that puts this conversation going and then you can reply to people, start new conversations on it. And it's all contextual to the video. But you get this out of the box, and it's a great way to share lessons with your students.
Absolutely.
We have many universities now doing this, some very big names that I'm going to throw out in just a little bit here. Many enterprises and many, we just actually had a company live with a case study, and they were a defense contracting company, Booz Hamilton, and they're using this corporate-wide. So they're under ITAR compliancy regulations for security and all that.
Yeah.
They're using this today to train, but it's great that you can share the content here, but how do you create it?
That's
the
logical
key.
Question. That's
this is where, ahead. This is worth the price of admission for today.
Right.
So let's go ahead and let's take a look. So we're going to talk about creation tools real quickly. Mix, Snip, and Sway. The catchy names.
MSS.
MSS. I never thought of that. MSS. We're going to MSS our way to content creation. So if you and your students want to create rich content, we're going to show you how easy to create some very compelling content that nobody else can do today. So let's get out of here. And the first thing we're going to take a look at is mix. And guess what? I'm not even going to leave PowerPoint.
Yeah.
You know why?
It's part of the PowerPoint.
It's part of it. Actually, I am going to open up over here. Let's open up. I'm going to go to my browser. So mix, I'm going to go to mix.office.com. So this is where you want to go, mix.office.com. Mix is a tool. It's a free, can you say that for me?
Free add-in to your PowerPoint.
Works with PowerPoint 2013 and above.
Yeah.
And it allows you to create rich, interactive, mm-hmm. multimedia presentations. In fact, edX, mm-hmm. online consortium of universities like Harvard, Yale, MIT, yep. etc. They've standardized on Mix as their content creation tool.
Okay.
And you can go to the gallery here on mix.office.com, not only get the add-in, mm-hmm. but you can see some examples. So before I show, I'm going to actually go into the featured areas,
okay.
and I'm going to show an example. So this is one I thought was great. It is done. This woman, Stacy Rosham, she published this publicly. Now you can have these private just for your students, and I'll show you how.
Okay.
But she published out showing teachers how she teaches nth roots using rational exponents. Now, wow. Do you know what she's talking about?
I have no idea.
Man, I need to go back to high school. I really do. But check this out. This is all done using PowerPoint. So here's a, you know, there's a table of contents stuff, but I'm going to click start.
Hi, my name is Stacy Rosham. I am a math teacher who have been helping the math classroom.
So we're listening. There she is talking. And so we see video and a slide that's here. We can pull up table of contents real quickly, and we can see she has, you know, things about here's Vans.
Some motivation for our lesson today.
Motivation for a lesson. So we can skip around.
In today's lesson,
preparatory set for teachers. What we're going to do, right? And then she goes in the lesson. Well, check this out.
A quiz.
Quizzes.
Online quiz.
So it has an equation here, and if we, let's select our answer, submit it. Oh, and it tells me it's correct. Why? Because I've done this. I've clicked every other one. But it actually is tracking who's answering what. Did they answer it correct or not? And then they can continue, retry if you allow.
Right.
All that's there.
Nice.
But how did she create this? She did it with Mix.
Okay.
So when you download Mix for PowerPoint, it adds a new tab to PowerPoint. Notice what it allows you to do. First of all, we can do slide recordings,
yeah.
quizzes, screen recordings.
Okay.
The first piece I want to show is slide recording. So if you create a PowerPoint presentation, are you seeing this on your desk on the screen, Stephen?
Yes.
My Mix, good. Okay, I just want to make sure. So what this allows me to do is create now. I can go through the animations, mm-hmm. next slides. I can grab a talking head if I want, like she had. I'm not going to show it up here in the camera view. Here's my microphone. I even have inking.
Wow.
All I need to do to start recording this slide and others, this presentation to make something like she did, is click record.
Okay.
So here we are. So let's go ahead, our first animation, and we can see that. And let's say, first thing we want to talk about, and then I'm going to ink, is Mix. Next, we want to talk about, and I read Snip. Then next, finally, we want to talk about Sway. All these things make me happy. So I can be annotating, going through this slide and other slides, and it's recording everything I do. When I'm done, I click stop. It now allows me to preview this if I want.
Wow.
Right, so here it is.
So here we are. So
there's my audio.
First animation. And we can see that.
Look at this.
And let's say, first thing we want to talk about, and then I'm going to ink, is Mix.
No.
Next, we want to talk about, and I read.
And it's going to keep going, yeah. right?
Yep. Yeah.
If I don't like that, I can delete the recording on this slide or
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
Or if I like it, simply click close.
Close.
It keeps that there, and then we'll see what it does with it in a minute.
Okay.
The next one I wanted to show you, coming back to Mix, we could do quizzes. Now, this is kind of cool. So it wants to bring me up to date. So I'm going to say no. Actually, let me quick cancel there. Let's add a blank slide for a quiz.
Yeah.
So there we go, blank. So we're gonna go in and drop in this case, quizzes and videos.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows me some here. Look at this, Khan Academy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
If there's existing Khan Academy lessons, I can just drop them right in place. I don't even have to do it myself. Talk about a time saver. Wow. I can have free response quizzes. I can also, if I wanna go out to the store, there's a whole wealth of other ones that are free.
Nice.
Fluid Math, Code Hunt, K-12 Math Resources, K-12 Science Resources, FET Sim Science, Online Python Tutorial, Touch Developer for the Web,
wow,
and Web Viewer that'll let me drop any web page,
wow,
into a mix. All that, boom, done. So it's easy. I can grab existing content, add those other pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But the last one I wanted to show is this screen recording. Maybe you want to demonstrate something.
Okay.
So notice when I grab screen recording, I get a little bullseye here. I'm going to go full screen. And then it says record.
Mm-hmm.
When I click record, it gives me a countdown. 3, 2, 1. Now, as I do things, everything I say or do, it's recording my voice.
Okay.
I can go back and forth. So here I'm navigating. I can describe this page. Maybe I click off a process, or I'm mm-hmm. demonstrating an application,
right,
or I'm drawing math equations. It's all there. But if I do a process, I could pause while it renders and then resume. When I'm done, click stop. It drops the video right into my slide. If I want, I can resize it even. Maybe I want to make it cute, so I can come back here and I can adjust how it looks, make it look like a postcard or something else.
Yep.
I'm gonna go ahead and just do that. There we go, give it a little bit of a slide style. I can trim beginning and end.
Okay.
I've never left PowerPoint.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Finally, I'm ready to publish it out. What can I do? This is where it's cool.
Okay.
Number one, if I want an interactive one, publish it to Mix.
Okay.
That's where I can have tests and quizzes.
Okay.
I can export it to video, an MPEG-4, playable on any device, iOS,
okay,
Android, Windows. Maybe you have a learning management system in-house. You have Blackboard or some other one. Export to SCORM.
SCORM.
It's going to create a video with the SCORM wrapper. You can suck it right into your SCORM compliance, your LMS or learning management system, and track users. Or finally, remember that video portal we were just looking at?
Right.
Published Office 365 video. It'll show you the channels you have permissions to.
Very nice.
Now, think of the power of you as an educator creating presentations in here, lessons in here.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it for students
mm-hmm.
capturing and creating this and being able to publish and share this. All of that available, free add-on. You go to mix.office.com and you can rock and roll.
Very good.
The other one I want to show is
Sway.
Snip.
Snip first. Okay.
So Snip is a free tool. Go to mix.office.com/snip. Snip is a free add-on to Windows for you, and it allows you to do screen capturing,
mm-hmm.
whiteboarding and stuff, and sharing it. It inserts itself up here. So this allows me to capture mm-hmm. anything on my screen.
Mm-hmm.
Do a whiteboard. Maybe I want to walk through something or even take a picture. Maybe I want to mark up something. So let's say, a screen capture, everybody gets that. I could take a capture of the screen, then I could mark it up. A whiteboard, it would give me a blank thing that I start to draw stuff on. Let's actually capture a picture with my camera.
I used the capture, snippet capture feature a few days ago. I was creating a document and I used it. Very efficient.
So here we go. I did one of me. With my eyes bugging out, right? So here's what happens. It drops it into the Snip view. So you see what's actually in back of me, this green screen. And so here I am. And so now I could annotate just like you would do in typical, like Snagit and others, but it also has the ability to record. So watch this. I can come in, click record. Now it's recording what I'm saying. And I can do things like, let's grab my pen. I want to grab a bigger one. Let's grab the yellow one. So here I am. Behold my hat. Notice this big nose.
A mustache.
Let me highlight. Oh, yeah. He has a mustache. Let's make it. There we go. With a goatee. Isn't that great? But you might want to have a student. I'll take a I'll stop here. Maybe they take a picture using their tablet, you know, like a Surface device. They take a picture of something in nature for biology or other things. Once they can annotate and talk through that description, they can play it.
Click record. Now it's recording what I'm saying, and I can do things
there
like,
you go.
Let's grab my pen. I want to grab a bigger one. Let's grab the yellow one. So here I am. Behold my hat. Notice this big nose. Let me highlight. Oh, yeah.
You get the idea. So it's recording. We can save it, drop it into Snip, or upload it to
Video Portal.
Video Portal. Yes.
So this is great. I mean, you're showing it. Everything is online. So how cool these tools are for distance learning, and you know, use these tools to
collaborate.
You know, collaborate with other audience.
Absolutely.
Or students all over the place.
All right? Over the world, and so you can share it, make that content available. But again, it's not only enabled in the cloud, but on the desktop. So here I can actually go offline and do that work just as I'm used
options.
To doing.
Yeah.
The last one we want to show here is Sway. So Sway, I'm going to click on it. Sway opens up and you get this again with Office 365. You can have this here. It allows you to create, think about storytelling, your school newspaper, capturing events, report writing, etc. So we could go in here, and I'm actually going to pull up, actually, let's use Cortana to do some research. So Mark Cashman, Sway, SharePoint, online. So we had somebody who was at an event, and they were talking all about SharePoint online. There, Cortana brought me right to, there's that link. So this is an example of a Sway. Mark wanted to capture, there was video, pictures, text, links, all that in one piece. So he wrote this up. It was a conference, and it's his roll up. Mm-hmm. So here you can see by Mark Cashman, Senior Product Manager. Here you have links. Mm-hmm. Here's all kinds of neat little images. I can click, right? Close. Very nice. Things he took with his Windows phone. Here's a video from a session on SharePoint Unplugged. Notice HTML5.
Yeah.
This is made for anybody on any device to be able to read it. It relays out for them. Again, more content, more links. It's talking about hybrid. We have more pictures. Mm-hmm. We have videos. All this stuff as we go, and additional content. It was all created using this tool, Sway. And you create it very simply by clicking Create New.
Okay.
When you click Create New, it's going to give you a palette where you can add things. This is made for the non-web programmer.
Okay.
Now, if you have iOS, there is an app for you. For your iPhone, you can create this native on your iPhone or your iPad.
Okay.
There's one for Windows 10 now as well. Okay. But here you can say, you start, you give it a title, you can give it a background. You can start to add pictures, videos, tweets, embeds, charts from Excel, picture stacks, all kinds of good stuff. When you're done, let me come back here. Here's an example of one I did for Junior Achievement.
Okay.
So we'll click on that. And we are, I know we're running over, folks. If you want to hang, if not, you can come back to the recording. We started a little late because of our technical issues. This is showing you in the, not the view that users would see, but in my editing view. So here you can see I added a title, I added text here. I wanted to add a title to kick off a section, kicking off the day. Here was a picture stack. There's all the individual images, and I could have, you know, edited all those. Look at it, dropped all those ones in, and I actually just grabbed them as a stack.
Okay.
Then it says, watch one of the achievement teams in action with a video. But what's that look like when it's all done? So here it is. This is what it would look like to end users. There's my text, right? Folks can go and read through. They can, you know, this is all touch enabled. Boom,
and
there's that picture stack, right? So people can click through. And go over from there to the video, and then click the video and watch. But all of that was done, the layouts and everything. They have options where you can select right within here. You can also create and customize your own, or let Mix do it itself. You don't have to know. You simply click Remix. So I'm doing that on the fly here.
It's a great tool to tell your story.
It's a great, I mean, if
all the compilation is done by the platform itself.
All in the back end.
You just bring in the content and it does everything.
Yeah, maybe I didn't like that look and click remix again. It's going to go in. It's looking at the content. It's looking for layouts and options that it thinks will be attractive, that'll make sense mm-hmm. based on the content that you have, right? So there it is again.
Yep.
Boom. And again, you know, now we can go through. All that's done for me dynamically,
yep.
nothing for me to do, but think about news stories, think about student reports, multimodality, bring it all. And lastly, the author here, you can share the link and you can have multiple authors on the same one. So if you have an event, maybe your school newspaper, right. multiple kids dropping in pictures, images.
Give them the access. Yeah.
Kids go on a field trip,
yeah,
create a sway.
Awesome.
Right? About the event. So great tool for content production to your 365 event. Finally, when you're all done, you can share it. You can get an embed link. You can even, if you do these publicly, by default, they're just internal, but you can also allow sharing if you want,
okay.
and you can publish this out to, you know, Facebook, your school, maybe you have a school website publicly, et cetera. You can put all that out there.
Very nice.
That's Sway. Last but not least, we're in the home stretch, folks. Collaboration. So we want to go through, and this, I'll say it's going to be 5 to 10 minutes
okay.
as we are running over. But so if you can hang, great. If not, come back after the fact. But we're going to go quickly through the following. OneDrive. It is the place for all my content.
Mm-hmm.
Office 2016 sharing. How do you share mm-hmm. and get people involved on your content quickly? Microsoft OneNote. OneNote Classroom Creator for managing your classes
mm-hmm.
and for integrating your students in those. OneNote Staff Notebook. And finally, Skype for Business.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead. Let's get out of here. Let's use the applications themselves. I'm going to close all that. We're going to come out here. And I'm going to go to my OneDrive. So yes, we're going to leave this page. OneDrive is built into your Office 365.
Mm-hmm.
It is the one place that automatically backs up all your files. So here you can see them on my desktop,
yeah.
as well as
online.
Browser. Online.
Through browser. Yeah.
Automatically, as I'm saving my documents locally, they're being backed up into the cloud.
Yeah.
They're private unless I put them into my shared with everyone folder.
Mm-hmm.
But then I can get to my work off of any device. And we have rich clients for iPhone, iPad,
yeah.
Android, yeah. Windows, Mac.
Okay, Mac too.
Mac can have this same backup in sync.
Okay.
Everybody can have it. Today we give you backing up to 1 terabyte.
1 terabyte.
Okay. End year, unlimited. So think about this, teachers.
1 terabyte is students. Almost unlimited.
Who's yeah, it's almost, but terabyte. If you're a teacher or a student, maybe you want to have... There will be no limit on your personal files that can be backed up to the cloud. Once they're up there, again, the beautiful thing, maybe you want to share them with your class. Maybe I created a file I want to share. I just click on it, share. Right from here,
mm-hmm.
I can start typing in a group or names, say yeah. what their connection is, boom, and share, and done.
And the permissions are there. They can add
permissions is there. Yeah, you determine
yeah.
right
yeah.
in there. Whoops. Maybe I share a folder for the class or something
okay.
else, right? The permissions are right here. Can they
yeah.
edit or just view it?
Very simple, two things. View.
Very simple. Yeah. But we tried, you know, so for me, this is huge. You know, one day I came into work and I forgot my Surface
mm-hmm.
and I had a client engagement.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to grab another laptop, just drop in, went right to my OneDrive, started the sync.
Yeah.
Within 6 minutes, I had all my docs and I was up and running.
Perfect.
Machine
perfect
crashes,
yeah.
you don't lose anything. It's
right.
all right here.
Right.
So it's a beautiful thing. All your students, staff, et cetera, have all their files backed up, their personal files to the cloud,
yeah.
ready access to them anywhere, anytime, any device.
Okay.
It's a beautiful thing. So having said that, what's an easier way to share? So let's say I'm working on a doc. Let's
okay.
say I start a Word doc and I want to share it with you, Tariq.
Okay.
So I'm going to start off and I'm going to say, this is my, maybe we're doing our history project.
Okay.
So here we go. I'm starting this history project, Doc, that we're going to work on collaboratively.
Okay.
We want to have co-authoring when it's online, to have, maybe we're going to have 1, 10, 30 people on this. We want to allow co-authoring on this doc, and I need to share it with you.
Okay.
I just need to start working on the doc and look at what we have right here.
Share.
It's built in everywhere.
Nice.
Word, Excel, PowerPoint, OneNote. I click share and it says, oh, wait, you need to save this to the cloud. I didn't have to leave, didn't have to upload it first. Word knows what I'm doing.
Right,
if it was already in the cloud, like you saw, I could just share it. But look, I'm going to click.
You have not saved it.
So. Share.
Yeah.
It's just going to automatically, it wants to go to my OneDrive. So I'll say, okay, select that. There we go. It's share. It's saving it. Oh, my history project. I could save it to a folder or just save. Okay. So I haven't even left Word. Now, again, I could upload it and do all that.
Right.
But I've done.
It's the flow, really.
It's contextual. It's there.
Everything is there.
And look what it's automatically opening.
There it is.
The share.
I've seen that before, the same way you showed us in the OneDrive. No, it's through the app. You put the name.
So now I'm going to start typing Tariq Hamid. Oh, there you are, Tariq.
Okay.
So I'm going to click on you, right?
And I can edit.
I'm going to let you edit, and I can say, Tariq, here is our paper.
Okay.
You know, I could say whatever I want here, and I'm going to go ahead and say share. It's sending you an email, sharing. So you're going to get a link to this.
Yep.
It's now added you as one of the editing owners of this doc. Oh, and there you are.
Okay.
Right? So we're getting all that right here.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you get it.
Yeah, which I'll get in.
You'll get in a moment. You can actually start to type and work, and we can co-author. I can have up to 99 concurrent editors in this document. Wow. The beauty of it is, if I'm working on a section and I'm saying blah, 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 it will lock for editing. Why don't you go ahead and start a new section?
So it comes an email and it says, you know.
Why don't you start typing in it real quick?
Opening up the document.
So he's opening it on his desktop.
It's logging in.
He just got the email.
Portal, and here it is coming up. And
why don't you edit?
Yeah. So edit document. I'm going to do online. And
why don't you skip below me, go down. Oh, and it says Tariq Hamid is editing this doc. So I see he's now there. So if we have Skype open, we can start to collaborate. And look at it. It's going ahead. It recognizes I'm in here. So it's put a little bracket.
Yep.
And then it's going to, as he starts to edit, it says he's editing in real time.
Yep.
So he's going to start typing in there.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm going to start typing and we're working. And then it's going to start to, as he's working, eventually he's seeing my name.
Yep.
Pop up because I started typing. All this is going to start happening and showing up, and we're all going to be able to do our work in real time. Look, I can click on him here and start to work. But it's a beautiful thing where we can all work on this document at one time, share it, have it available, and we're done.
Awesome.
Oh, and there we go. As I'm going to close it, boom. Okay, let's talk about something, right?
Yeah.
So it's starting to do that. So I'm going to go ahead. Let me just close
this out. It's color-coded too, so
yep.
you can see my text in a different color, just to recognize that, okay?
So we're going to close that out. So that's sharing. The next part we wanted to show here is OneNote. So OneNote, and I just want to quickly show it.
Yeah.
OneNote is the place to take notes. Now, many people are familiar with things like
note-taking applications.
You know, there's Evernote and others out there.
Yeah.
OneNote is the premier. It's available on certainly on Windows. It's available on Windows Phone. It's available on iOS, Android.
Mm-hmm.
For taking notes, this is what my son used in college.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very cool because when you're taking a note, let's say I have a page, you can go ahead and start typing and you can type in here.
Mm-hmm.
Notice it's very word-like. We have spell check and all that. But some of the options built in.
Yeah.
Number one, insert. I can insert file attachments, pictures, screen clippings.
Yeah.
Record audio.
That's awesome.
And what's very cool here, let's do that. Insert record audio. It's going to go out and it's going to invoke on my machine. It's recording the audio, blah, blah, blah. Here you can see there's my controls. When I'm done, I click stop.
Wow.
But notice my settings. I can enable searching audio search, which means all my audio and video embedded.
Are you serious?
Wow. Full text indexing them so people can search on their notes if there's a lecture and find them. That's what my kid used to do.
I was going to say, this is a great live example of using this tool. You can just go and, as a student, you just go and
capture it. Boom. As a teacher, capture the lesson.
Sure.
And post it online after the fact, right? I can do it all right here. Capture, record video.
Yeah.
There's equations, symbols, all that stuff's here. So it's a great way. It automatically synchronizes to the cloud, so all my devices are there.
Okay.
But here's the beauty of it. Let's go ahead and close that. Number one, I'm going to open up two different tools so that we have those. Let's open Skype.
One thing while you're opening up,
go ahead.
I just want to mention that Skype for Business Online, if you have an account with us in the Office 365, the co-authored feature we shared, it's embedded in the client now.
Yeah, so it's right there.
It's right there. So you sign in, and through the Skype session, you can say, open a O365 co-authoring session.
So the first thing I want to show, we're going to come back to the Skype for Business piece. That's our final piece. I'm going to go to sites here. This is where we create sites, websites that you might have one for your class, etc. But I created over here. There is something, and we're going to use PowerPoint. We're going to come back to those others just to kind of highlight the two classroom creators.
Mm-hmm.
So let me bring this up full screen. So OneNote, we took a quick look at it, and here is OneNote, and it's showing an example of a OneNote created for a classroom, right?
Very nice.
You can be cool, you can be smart, you can grab screen clippings in there, audio, video, all that good stuff. But we have templatized something called OneNote Class Notebook Creator, and it is a framework for teachers to manage their classes and their students. So what it does is this, the teacher goes in through the web and creates what's known as a shared notebook using the template and adds students.
Okay.
The teacher can see everything across the notebook.
Okay.
So here it is, they create it. It creates a collaboration space where students and the class can all work together. So think of this, you're going to start a new lesson. You say, class, open up our class notebook, and I created a tab in the space for today's lesson on the writing process.
Yeah.
So they can all click there.
Okay.
And all this, you'll see I've added some content, and you can all take notes. Just like I couldn't overwrite your work in Word, and you couldn't overwrite mine. We can all take notes, and at the end, we all have the notes from that lesson.
Very nice.
What did you used to do as a student? I know I used to, when I missed class, I'd say, I need to see your notebook.
Your notebook, right.
And then, write your notes. Copy them. Now the notebook's available for everybody.
Okay.
It also creates a content library where you can add videos, pictures, PDFs, all links to coursework online, etc. And students, each student gets a notebook, right?
Okay.
So every student gets their own, and then the student can see theirs, but the teacher sees all the students.
Okay.
So now in there, let's say the student misses school.
Here's the homework.
Here's the homework. They can turn in their homework. When they go home at the end, when you give them everybody a lesson, they can all drop it off.
Yeah.
You have a snow day.
Yeah.
You can put out the lesson and the work. In fact, there's a case study. We'll put a link to it in our event afterwards, but there is a case study, a district in Ohio that's, they call this their blizzard brown bags. So now when they have when snow day is called, the teachers actually upload their lessons.
Oh, wow.
They use Skype for Business
and share
for the classes to kind of do their classes, and the students tune in, and we'll show you how they do that in just a second to wrap it up. But they do all that, and the students then have a virtual class take place and they don't lose a day for snow days.
Awesome. Plus they can go to the content anytime as a reference. They can go, you know, later in the future, if they have to look at something.
Absolutely. So here's what they talk about here. And there'll be links to it. I'll give you this whole deck so you can take a look, but let's take a look real quickly. So to create one very quickly, And I'm doing this rather than wait on the web. This is just gonna be a lot quicker. You get this interface once it's installed. And you, first of all, number one, click the icon that says create a class notebook, right? So we're gonna go ahead and click that. And it's gonna ask you some questions like, you know, the name of the class and who are the students. Once you do that, you're gonna get this class notebook. So you're gonna add the name. Then you're gonna give it an overview, add the student names. The students, you're then gonna design the spaces, et cetera. And this is what it looks like. First of all, you get, we mentioned a content library where you can do things like drop in maps, lesson plan, definitions, links to outside content, et cetera. All that that students can see but cannot edit. So this is just like you give handouts and all that.
Yeah.
Now you do it digitally.
Okay.
So if a kid, again, a kid misses class, it's all there for them. They just go up to the content library. Then there's a collaboration space. Look at this. Everybody's taking notes. You, the teacher, can put this up. You know, today, a lot of students teachers use smart boards.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, project up your OneNote and take notes just like you would do on a smart board, writing on it. But now all those are captured in that virtual setting.
Nice.
And again, at the end of class, all students can get to this, including those who missed class, those who came late. Everything's available in that collaboration space and potentially other students' work.
Okay.
Finally, each student has it as well. It's each one is a private. So here we can see a student has done work and the teacher can annotate the work, give comments and suggestions. It is a two-way collaboration area between individual student and teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great place for the students to drop off their homework, show their drafts, et cetera, all that.
And all this is happening online. So there's no actually saving function. It's constantly saving the content.
It's all,
so it's online.
It's done for you.
As soon as you even write something with a pen, it's saved automatically right away. You're not gonna lose anything.
And again, the beautiful thing about this is with it, it becomes, you know, you can find it if you want to learn more about it.
Nice.
Go to OneNoteForTeachers.com.
Okay.
OneNoteForTeachers.com. They have interactive tutorials around it, all that built right in.
Right.
So again, to create one, just very simply, and then I'm going to get out of here. But if we wanted to create something, I could just go to my class notebook.
Okay.
You know, and this is that creation.
Okay.
So I can come in here. I can go ahead and start a new. Right. And there's where we'd create it.
Right.
And then we'd walk through the process I started and we'd be done.
Okay.
Or we could also go to the looking at the site contents. And again, it's going to show me there's that class notebook.
Okay.
Create it. Boom. We click on it. And then it's going to bring that view that we saw. It says almost there. Blah, blah, blah. There we go.
Okay.
Start the creation process. Give it a name.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
Okay.
That's it. It's easy. It's simple. You're done. Moving on, the next one, and it kind of tags onto that, maybe you need to manage staff.
Mm-hmm.
Staff notebook. So very similar, you know, we talked about the OneNote.
Teacher.
This is around managing staff. And so your staff, here the administrator, right, is going to create something very similar, but it's for managing and collaborating with staff. So again, you get a content library where you can put content out. Here they're putting out the school calendar, forms for teachers to grab and all that kind of good stuff. It's showing that here. You see the fall sports calendar with links to that content.
Mm-hmm.
All of that's there in the content library, but it's being provided by the administrator for the staff.
Okay.
And you can see here, we have things like policies, procedures, and all that good stuff for staff to consume, right?
Okay.
As well as tasks and others. There's also collaboration space, right? This is a great place. Maybe you have a meeting all about this open house that you're gonna do, and they're gonna provide resources, tips and tricks.
Mm-hmm.
You can drop content there. Other teachers who are helping organize it can drop it in. It's a collaboration effort with the staff and the administration here.
Okay.
And finally, private notebooks. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Here they're showing around, you know, things like maybe an observation, a pre-observation conference. We're seeing that on the right.
Okay.
They took a picture. Great class in the classroom's great. Some ideas they have, etc. We also have here parent-teacher conferences.
Okay.
OneNotes that are available. Think about this, lesson plans.
Yeah.
If you post all your lesson plans as a teacher in there, your administrator can see them, you're out for the day, boom.
It's there.
Student, you know, the substitute comes in, they have it, it's all available. They can grab, the administrator can give it to them, and they can rock and roll.
Okay.
Right? And then again, it's access off of any device.
Right.
So last but not least, we were showing all this. The last thing I wanted to show is Skype for Business. So Skype for Business allows me very quickly and easily to go in through things like one, you know, through our portal, mm-hmm. through, you know, we were talking about, you know, our applications, yeah. and the other case I had that Word doc,
yeah. Yeah.
Being able to collaborate. But it allows me to do peer-to-peer chats, audio and video.
Content sharing.
Content sharing.
Yeah.
But maybe I want to do something like a class, right. for a meeting. Maybe we want to do it in that class OneNote.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open up my calendar. Maybe we know it's a snow day.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead. I'm going to set up, and I'm going to set it for earlier so it'll automatically invoke. I'm going to click on this. I'm going to say class one, period two, math. There we go. So I'm going to start. I said math. That's my subject. I want to go ahead and make this a Skype meeting. Mm-hmm. So it's going to drop all the information so anybody who gets this can join it.
Oh, okay.
Right? And I'm going to add my students. Maybe it's a user group. I'm going to say Tariq Hamid here.
Yeah.
So I can add you. Look at, there's your presence showing that you're busy right now because you're in some other stuff. I could go ahead, put an agenda. Agenda. I spelled wrong. Again, spell check for today. And then I'll go ahead and put a bulleted list. And then I could put all kinds of goodies here, blah, 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 blah. Finally, I want to also put in here meeting notes.
Okay.
So again, everybody can take notes.
Have an embedded.
So let's share it.
One note here.
I'm going to take, let's see, I'm going to do writing process or some others. Quick notes. I'll just take an untitled page here. So we're going to drop any one of those in. I could have made a new one.
Mm-hmm.
When it's done, boom, there's the notes so everybody can see it.
Okay.
I'm going to send this out. I'm going to say it's still two, send. Everybody's going to get those.
Yeah.
It's added it. I'm going to join that meeting online. So now I'm sharing, I'm starting this meeting. Again, it's a snow day maybe, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm doing an extended education class, virtual classroom for others.
Right.
So you're gonna get it. You can go ahead and join as soon as you're in. But look at all the richness in here that I have. Number one, we can do audio and video. I can go ahead, I can present my desktop, share an individual program, present PowerPoint, co-author documents, add attachments,
okay.
shared notes, like I just shared. My notes, we can also come in and do whiteboarding, polling, Q&A, all built in here.
Yeah.
Also notice right from our little OneNote, let me go ahead and say, I'm just gonna open this particular view here. I could open those notes, so we'll open it in OneNote. And so it's going ahead, it's gonna open all that up. And then right from here, we can go ahead and start to look at that, or I can even open it as well from here.
Yeah.
We can go to shared notes. So it's going to have those available. So here is that untitled particular page. So that's there.
And it's pretty much the same what we showed earlier, co-authoring.
It's all there. Yeah, we can do co-authoring, co-editing. But the last thing I wanted to show is this.
Mm-hmm.
I can record this whole meeting.
Yeah.
So now I'm conducting the meeting. Everybody's taking notes.
Yeah.
I might be presenting stuff, sharing my desktop. Click record. It'll record everything we say and do. And when I'm done, I can upload that to?
Video portal.
My video portal.
And
so
in the near future, you should be able to record and save it in the video portal. It's coming.
It's awesome. Yeah. So for your students, they could do this. They could do, I mean, you can do this for your classrooms.
Yeah.
Your students can do this in creating, you know, collaborative meetings live online.
Yeah.
By the way, you see all that also integrated into Outlook.
Yeah.
So they can collaborate readily together using Skype for Business.
Yes.
They can pull in other Skype users on yeah. Skype Consumer.
Yeah.
So if you want to extend, we have lesson plans how to do, and we'll connect you with classrooms around the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's all built in. It's all here. All in Skype for Business, integrating with Skype, with the video portal and others.
Yeah.
And that's it. So
everything. All part of the Office 365 solution.
All part of the 365 solution.
All right.
So skipping out here to the end. Some things to remember.
All right.
As long as we took, this was a quick flyby. We barely scratched the surface.
Absolutely. Yeah.
First of all, we want you to know we are committed to education. In fact, if you have not gone there, we'll have links. We'll have this link after the break and more
mm-hmm.
in the archive. But if you look up Microsoft Education,
mm-hmm.
you will find, and I just wanted to quickly highlight this, Microsoft. So you can Bing this, Microsoft Education. Boy, if I could type, it would be good. So if we come out here to Microsoft Education, that's going to bring you to our portal. There are materials, planning, IT solutions, examples for your school leaders, of others, your educators. We have lesson plans.
Mm-hmm.
We will connect you with other educations around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do things like Skype sessions with them, all kinds of great things that you can do. We have special offers. Things for higher education around professional development and resources for higher education. For students, we have all kinds of goodies. We have training and events. For students, we also have free tools.
Okay.
If they want to learn to program, we have Visual Studio and all that through USpark.
Nice.
It's all available here through Microsoft and Education. We are that very committed to education. We want to give you the best way to not only have your students use the tools they'll
yeah.
be using in real world in the enterprise, but empower you to be the best educational institution that you can do. So, call to action. What do you need to do? Well, first of all, check out the Microsoft Education site.
Yep.
Secondly, if you have not done so, go to yammer.com, and you can join, request to join. Do a lookup. There is a network that's called Office 365 Yammer Network. And in there, we have a K-12 education Office 365 group that you can go in and look at.
Okay.
There's also one around for higher learning you can take a look at.
Okay.
Talk to your Microsoft rep.
Yeah,
get involved. Come on in and have us show you. We'd love to show you at the MTC
yeah.
how you can leverage all this. And finally, visit our local Microsoft store. Go online. You can see all the new cool devices. So that's it. We ran long. You can come on back here, Stephen. Again, I want to thank everybody for joining, for putting up with the beginning as we got connected with my machine. I guess it was my dock having a little bit of an issue. Not sure what that was about, but hopefully you found this valuable. We barely scratched the surface. Starting in 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
on Mondays at 2 p.m., you're going to see we're going to have, so check back for our calendar. We are going to have this month in education
okay.
Once a month.
Okay.
You'll see that popping up, and I've got a whole slew where we're going to do deep dives into all the tools you saw today and more.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to show real-world examples in classrooms, so tune in. Check back afterwards for our archive of this. We're going to have links to everything we talked about, as well as lesson plans and more for you for education. But with that, I want to thank you.
Thank you.
Producer Steve, you want to say goodbye? Do we have any questions or is it quiet?
Quiet.
Okay.
All right.
That's it, folks. So thanks for joining.
Thank you very much.
With that, it's Michael.
Tariq.
And
Steve.
Saying thank you. Have a great day. Take care. And as always, ciao.
Bye.